9:25 here on this Thursday evening. It's JJ, John Jastrzemski. We're keeping you company right here on the Fan. So we're trying to get you ready, keep you sharp as we get ready for these two games Sunday. They're both awesome. Tampa going into Green Bay, Buffalo going into Kansas City. To break it all down, one of the rock stars in the business. Check her out, BR Betting, Wage Talk. Can't wait to get out to that Circa. I was checking that pool out on Instagram the other day, and it was making me very, very jealous. Let's welcome in Kelly Stewart. What's happening, Kelly? How you doing?
Doing well. You don't want to come out yet. It's only like 65.
Oh, please. 65. I'd be golfing every day. Don't even tease me with that nonsense, Kelly. It's going to be like 30 and miserable in New York for like the next 8 days. Please.
Yeah, golf is beautiful today. You missed out.
Do you swing the golf club? You get out on the links at all or no?
I try to. Once or twice a month when I can find time. I have some moments of greatness that's far and few between. My mom would be really impressed how much those golf lessons got me nowhere in life.
Oh, of course. And considering I've never taken one in my life, maybe I should follow suit and I actually won't make a fool of myself on the course. But I love that, Kelly. Listen, I don't want my picks last weekend. I took it on the chin. I had a kick-ass wild card weekend, and it took me until divisional round to get going. Ravens didn't take care of me. Rams didn't take care of me. If there was one particular team that really shined to you last weekend, who would that be in your eyes?
Ooh, that's a tough question. Who really shined? I would have to say, I guess, the Packers, if you're going to make me choose. I don't think the Bucs particularly shined. I think they took advantage of poor playing by the Saints. Same thing with the Bills. Offensively, they didn't impress me at all. The Ravens, basically that pick six was the difference maker, right? The Rams, I think we didn't get the best information on how healthy Aaron Donald really was. Clearly, he was a lot more hurt than they were telling us. Jared Goff, also not the best in that cold weather. So I guess I have to go with the Packers. But I'll be honest with you, none of the games, I took it on the chin as well. None of the games were particularly impressing to me.
Fair enough. Let me ask you this before we dive into these two matchups. Do you think you can win a Super Bowl with Lamar Jackson as your quarterback?
Oh, this is the great debate. I really like Lamar. I have a lot of respect for Lamar. I think he's very athletic. That being said, we've seen this happen to athletic quarterbacks time and time again. When NFL defensive coordinators get your number, it's game over. I don't know if it's game over for Lamar just yet. Patrick Mahomes is superseding those expectations. I don't think so. I think that their defense has got to be able to carry them through to the Super Bowl, and they haven't been able to do that the last couple of years. I don't think Lamar is going to be the one to get it there. It's going to be like those Giants teams that beat the Patriots, right? Eli was able to manage the game. He did okay, but those defenses really won them the Super Bowl.
And Kelly, it's funny you just mentioned Eli Manning. I'm going to miss Philip Rivers games, and you've been doing this a long time. I've been watching Philip Rivers his entire career. How many games Philip Rivers is either up a score or down a score with 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter? Like, you know, from like a drama intrigue standpoint on these betting lines, I'm going to miss having old man Rivers around, Kelly. I really am.
I am not. I'm going to tell you this right now. Philip Rivers and I, from a betting perspective, have a very tumultuous relationship.
So it's a hate relationship with you and Rivers. Interesting.
You know,
please explain.
He got it done for me against the Bills. I will take it, and I will like his retirement to end on a high note. And that will be the Philip Rivers that I remember. Not the one that I bet on in Foxborough, and they absolutely got smoked. Not the one that, you know, threw a pick six with, you know, 3 minutes left in the game. Those are the type, or, you know, where I'm on the flip side, and Philip Rivers, you know, goes 22 of 25 for 300 yards. Like, when I bet against him. Those are the type of moments I remember with Philip. He and I, up and down roller coaster, but we ended on a high note. I do think that he does deserve some respect. Do I think he's a Hall of Fame quarterback? Probably not.
Kelly, on that note, you know, I always look at, like, teams and players. Like, Deshaun Watson's been that guy for me. Maybe not as much now in the NFL, but, like, guys who were good to me on the college ranks, and I, like, find my way to, like, more often than not, side with them. Is there, like, a particular team, coach, quarterback, like Belichick's obvious, you know, Rodgers is obvious, But is there, like, you know, one that stands out where you're like, wow, they've made me a good amount of money over the years?
So it was, up until this year, the Minnesota Vikings. Coach Zimmer, one of the best against the spread coaches in the NFL until this year. He and Kirk Cousins. Kirk made me a ton of money in college when he left Washington and went to the Vikings. As I said, this is going to be interesting. And there for a couple of years, they were an ATS machine. Why? I think because Zimmer doesn't kick field goals. He scores touchdowns. He goes for it on fourth and one. Things of that kind of nature. He was really pushing the envelope. I think they missed Diggs a lot more than we realized this year, as well as some key players on defense. But yeah, there for a while, they were absolutely money. And this year, you know, fading teams like the Kansas City Chiefs over the last 8 weeks, riding teams like the Buffalo Bills. You're going to find those hot streaks, but very rarely do you find those coaches, like you mentioned, a Belichick, that supersede the number year after year after year.
Kelly Stewart, Wager Talk, BR Betting. She joins us to help us break down these championship games. Let's go to that AFC title game, Kelly. If Mahomes does not get concussed, and I know we're living in a what-if world, what do you think this line is between the Chiefs and the Bills?
If he doesn't get concussed, what were they up, 19-3? And we say that the Chiefs win by, they cover the spread, right? Let's say they win by 13 or 14. We go into this game. I think that this should have been at least 4.5, 5. Maybe we even saw it get to 6. The problem is here is that the Chiefs haven't covered since October. The Chiefs are winning games and not covering. So what do the bettors do? They want to bail. Who is winning and covering? The Buffalo Bills. Outside of the game against the Colts, they've covered for basically 8 weeks in a row, 9 weeks in a row. And so people want to back those teams. So when the bookmakers make these lines, it's because they want to entice money in a certain direction. I think a big common misconception is they want equal money on both sides. No, that's complete BS. They do not. They will trap you into betting a game anytime that they think they can, especially if they have a strong position on it. So keep that in mind as well. I do think that they have this price to get Buffalo money, and that is what they're getting here.
We find out tomorrow or Saturday Mahomes is playing. I think he's playing. You probably think he's playing. I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but we think he's going to play. Would you hop on Kansas City now if you like him? I would. I don't think you're getting better than 3, Kelly. I don't.
I don't think you're going to get 2.5. I really don't. I don't think you're going to get 3.5 either if you like Buffalo. I think it's going to sit steady. We're going to see some juice fluctuate here. The interesting thing is what scares me is knowing that if this wasn't a playoff game, he probably wouldn't be playing this weekend, right? They would say, okay, you got to wait another week. Because it is a playoff weekend, rushing him back out there scares me. What I think I'm going to do in this game is I'm going to wait till end game, just like I did with the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. I said, you know what? I don't really like the line in the Super Bowl, and I waited. When the Chiefs got down, they were plus 240 in game, and I dumped my entire account. I was sitting at Caesars. I dumped my entire account on Chiefs money line, and I was sitting there with a guy from the Niners, and he goes, what did you just do? I go, you guys are going to lose this game. I've seen this story too many times. And I think that's what's going to happen here. I think that they're going to be conservative in the first half with Mahomes to make sure that he doesn't get hurt. Obviously, there's no point in winning a playoff game if he can't play in the Super Bowl, right? So I'm going to look for a spot in game. I do know that the bookmakers, I just left the Westgate here in Las Vegas. One of the bookmakers I do a podcast with said 70% of the tickets are on the Buffalo Bills. He's shocked to see that both dogs are being backed by the public this weekend.
Wow. So Tampa right now is getting a ton of public money too. I'm surprised by that. Especially after what Green Bay did. I know it's Brady, Kelly, I get it. But I thought after the Packers won and won convincingly against the Rams, I feel like they'd be getting public money left and right.
Well, you would think, but that happened Saturday morning. What happened now over 36 hours later, right? And so the last thing that's fresh in everybody's mind is that Tom Brady was able to go into New Orleans and win that game, where if you really break it down, that's not exactly what happened, right? I know I was on the Saints. Maybe I sound like a sore loser, but the Saints, I think, lost that game, not Tampa Bay won that game. And we have to look at this Green Bay defense. We have to look at this Green Bay offense in terms of what are we going to see here? And I think that Green Bay has a decent enough defense that they're going to be able to stifle Tom Brady. Now, I'm not saying that they're some great defense, but how they're going to match up in the secondary is a concern for me. Obviously, Tom Brady has a ton of weapons, but this is a Green Bay team that I think if it gets to the point where we have to match scores, we know Aaron Rodgers can match scores. I lean Green Bay here. This is my problem with this weekend, is I think it looks too easy to take Green Bay on the money line and parlay it with Kansas City on the money line, something I would never do in a normal NFL weekend. It looks too easy to do it. I have a feeling one of these favorites is going to lose, and I think it's probably more likely to be the Chiefs than it is Green Bay.
Wow, so right now, if you were to say home teams, favorites, you had to pick one, life on the line, you would say it's the Packers.
I would say it's the Packers. They're the more complete unit right now, obviously. With Mahomes, even if you're telling me he's 99%, I just have my concerns that at any moment in time, look, they're not going to be able to run the option with him. I have my concerns with how short of a leash are they going to have him on so he doesn't get hurt. We know that he pulls plays out of you know where on a regular basis. And if they're not going to allow him to do that and play his game, I have a serious concern that they could lose this game. And that's why I think finding them in game, maybe they go down 10-0 early. That might be a chance to go on and bet the Chiefs plus, you know, 1.5 or whatever it may be at that time. I do know that the Chiefs are going to have almost 10,000 fans there. I know that that's only 1/5 of the stadium that it holds, or even less than that. But they're going to be loud. They're going to be rowdy. If you watched any of those games last week, I do think that they will have somewhat of a home field advantage, and that's something to consider as well. If you're going to tell me I have to pick one to lose, I'm going to say it's the Chiefs, not Green Bay.
Do you have a total that you like out of these two games, Kelly?
So we mentioned the Green Bay-Tampa Bay game, and I think the number is a little too high. Sorry, I'm going to pull up my Wager Talk odds screen just really quick because I want to see what they are currently. I just see it as 51.5, depending on where you like to bet, and that is such a key number that it scares me. I don't think I have the guts to bet the under on this game. I really don't. Sitting at 51 and then some of the sharper shops here in town having 51.5 tells me that I'm missing something here. If anything, I like the over in the Kansas City Buffalo game. Now, I know it's come down from the opening. We're even starting to see 53.5. I do think that if they allow Patrick to play his game, Josh Allen is going to have to open up that offense, because that's something we haven't seen from the Bills in weeks. Chiefs defense, fairly mediocre. They have some moments of greatness, of course, but I do think that we will see that game go over the 53.5. I think it's going to be more of a shootout type game, but that Tampa Bay game sitting on 51, man, I'm telling you, those kind of type of key numbers, sometimes I have to just do like a double take, like, wait, what am I missing here? This seems so easy to bet the over.
Normally, Kelly, when it's that easy, you go the other way. And you know that for
exactly.
A long, long time of doing this. Long, long time. Final one, Kelly, and I appreciate the time. Prop market. I normally don't dive in when I got like 15 games to bet on a Sunday. And, you know, it's a full card, 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 8 o'clock here on the East Coast. But when you get to these playoff games, there's not as much to choose from. This is where I might dabble from time to time. You have any advice to anybody who's getting involved in the prop market for the weekend?
So just know that the bookmakers, especially where you guys are on the East Coast, have spent a ton of time on the prop market versus here in Vegas, right? The prop market with the FanDuels and DraftKings of the world is huge. I mean, they put up what Vegas does for the Super Bowl every single weekend. And so know that they've done their homework. So what I always tell people to do is figure out kind of some of those under-the-radar type props, some of those players that are not big playmakers, right? You're going to be paying a premium for guys named Tyreek Hill, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Josh Allen, Aaron Rodgers, those type of guys. But if you can find some of those secondary type guys that maybe wide receiver 3 that you know may get some touches, a backup running back, whatever it may be, and you can find those type of prop bets, that's where I think you can really find value, especially if you have some good sort of insight. Like, okay, look, we know that Le'Veon Bell isn't 100%, so we're going to see CEH a lot more this weekend. Whatever it may be that's maybe not public knowledge yet, those are the type of places where you're going to be able to find value and be able to make better prop bets. But if you're betting on guys with big names, just know the bookmakers spend a lot more time on those numbers than the others.
Kelly Stewart, check her out. BR Betting, Wager Talk, killer, killer info, killer, killer insight. Always a pleasure. Keep up the good work, and Kelly, Super Bowl week. I mean, I can't believe the NFL season is over. The only silver lining is we're getting that much closer to March Madness in the tournament. So at least there's that. You know?
Absolutely.
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it, all right?
Thanks, JJ.
There you have it. Good stuff there from Kelly Stewart. Kelly in Vegas, who is one of my favorites out there in the business. She does a tremendous, tremendous job. Good insight there. Be careful. Props, star players, they know what they're doing. 9:41 here on this Thursday evening. We got a lot more to discuss. We'll turn our attention to some baseball coming up at 10. We got a lot more on these championship games. And are the Jets actually the front runners to get Deshaun Watson if he leaves the Houston Texans? I think they're 1-1A with my team, the Miami Dolphins, at least for now. I'm still not sold, and I am still skeptical that Watson is actually going to be on the market. We're coming right back.